We continue with our discussion on the life and times of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Today we look at the aspect in terms of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu and the Noble Quran. Now, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu's upbringing and all the Noble Companions, the way they lived their lives was based on the Quran. The revelation that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran is that source of Islamic guidance that we all need to latch on. Our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam strived hard to establish the notion amongst the people that the Quran needed to be taken as your guide for your life. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this on his family and the community by and large. The Quranic verses that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu heard directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam greatly affected his character. They purified his heart and his soul, creating a totally different person with new and strong values, feelings, different goals, manners, aspirations. And Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had a strong connection with the Quran, and Abu Abdul Rahman As-Sulami has mentioned that how he learnt from the Messenger of Allah. He mentioned that sayings in which indicates the great love for living by the Book of Allah. He says that we were told by those who used to teach us Quran, for instance, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, etc., that each time they learnt 10 verses from the Prophet, they would not venture beyond them until they had learnt the knowledge and the deeds referred to therein. And they would say, we've learned the Quran, sacred knowledge and action simultaneously. Consequently, they could keep memorizing one chapter for some time. What motivated them to do this was the words of Allah, Kitabun Anzalnahu Mubarakun. This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that you may reflect upon its verses, and those of understanding should be reminded. You know, the aspect of reflecting on the verses, that is something that is lacking today. We don't pay much attention to reflecting. The best amongst you, خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best amongst you, or the best person amongst you, is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu had the privilege of reading the whole Quran himself to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his demise. And some of his famous students who were Abdurrahman As-Sulami, Al-Mughira, Ibn Abi Shuba, Abdul Aswad, Zirar ibn Hubaysh, etc. These were people who learned the Quran directly from Sayyidina Uthman. And history has preserved for us some of his sayings regarding the Quran, of which he said, لو طهرت قلوبنا, if our hearts were purified, لما شبعت من القرآن, they would never get enough of the speech of Allah, the Mighty and the Majesty. If our hearts were purified, we'd never get enough of the Quran. He also said, truly I would hate for a day to come during which I do not look at Allah's covenant, meaning the Book of Allah. That he hated that there be a day that he doesn't read Quran. And unfortunately, we allow day after day, month after month, to pass without us reading Quran. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu also said, three things of this world would have been most beloved to me: satiating the hungry, clothing the naked, and reciting the Quran. And these were things that were beloved to Sayyidina Uthman. Four things seems virtuous on the outside, but have an underlining aspect which is obligatory. So outwardly, this action looks like a virtuous action, but from the internal, you understand that it's not a virtuous, something very virtuous, but rather it's an obligation. The verse is, accompanying the pious is a virtue, following the example is an obligation. Reciting the Quran is a virtue, acting upon its teachings is an obligation. Visiting the grave is a virtue, preparing for death is an obligation. Visiting the sick is a virtue, acquiring their testament is an obligation. These are some of the statements of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He said that the greatest things to go to waste are 10. A scholar who is not asked about knowledge, or that knowledge is not acted upon. A correct opinion that is not accepted. A weapon that is not used. A mosque that is not performed in it. A copy of the Quran that is not read. Wealth that is not spent. A horse that is not ridden. Knowledge of asceticism that goes down the stomach of a person who desires worldly life and the long life of those who do not use it to prepare for their journey to the after. Those are 10 things which outwardly seem very fine, but when you look at it from an inner point, there are numerous challenges. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu memorized the Book of Allah completely and would hardly put it down at once. When he was asked about it, he said, "It is blessed and brought by someone blessed." Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu did not die until his copy of the Quran had been worn out due to frequent reading. On the night when his house was surrounded, his wife said, "Kill him or let him live. For I swear by Allah, he used to stand the whole night reciting the entire Quran in one unit of salah. Kill him or let him live. But I swear by Allah that he used to spend the entire night reading the Quran. أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَا اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةَ وَيَرْجُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ." Allah says that is one who is devoutly obedient during periods of the night, prostrating and standing in prayer, fearing the after and hoping for the mercy of his Lord, like one who does not, are those who know equal to those who do not know. Only they will remember who have the understanding. So that is the special virtue of standing in the Tahajjud Salah and performing the Salah. And there are numerous virtues, verses that had impacted on Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Verses in which Allah gives powerful messages to mankind. And it was these verses that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu reflected on very deeply. The stories of the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, from the story of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And through his study of the Quran, Uthman radiallahu anhu learned the reality of the battle between humans and shaitan, and that this enemy comes to them from the front, the back, the left, the right, whispering in an attempt to arouse their hidden desires, which lead to disobedience. And Sayyidina Uthman would always seek Allah's help against shaitan and then prevail against him. So when we look at the relationship of Sayyidina Uthman with the Quran, Allah had honored Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu with Islam. Sayyidina Uthman fought for it and dedicated his life towards making it prevail. He derived its fundamentals and branches from the Book of Allah and his guidance to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he became one of those defining the path of guidance for people to follow in terms of both words and deeds. So let us not forget that Sayyidina Uthman was the one of the scribes who recorded the revelation as it came to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the relationship between Sayyidina Uthman and the Noble Quran. In our next episode, we look at his close attachment to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwarah.